Thank you, Michael. And now for our final batch of stories. This is a mixed batch and starts with news of a new beer being devised for Norfolk Day and reports of disruptive occurrences that have taken place in Norwich over the last few days.
This year, Norfolk Day, on Saturday, July the 27th, will be celebrated both here in the UK and in America. The international celebration is all thanks to a collaboration between the Norfolk Brewhouse in Hingingham and Smartmouth Brewing Company in Norfolk, Virginia, which have teamed up to create a Norfolk Day beer. Using ingredients from both sides of the Atlantic, the golden 5% ABV beer marries together the popular British Golden Style Pale Ale with a typically hoppy American IPA style. Until now, the special beer had only been known as Norfolk 50-50, but after asking Eastern Daily Press readers to come up with a name, the IPA named Pond Hopper by Kevin Lee from Norwich. David Holliday, who founded the Norfolk Brewhouse, along with his wife Rachel, explained how the project came about. He said, "We wanted to create a beer to celebrate the work of Norfolk farmers and brew a special moongazer ale made out of Norfolk's Maris Otter barley. But we also wanted to use the opportunity to reach out to other Norfolks and were absolutely thrilled when Smartmouth said they wanted to be part of the celebrations." Adding that he hoped the collaboration could be the first of many between the two Norfolks, Mr. Holliday said, "We really hope that this could be the start of stronger connections by all sorts of people and organisations between the two Norfolks, as we share so much history between us." Pond Hopper will be available in pubs across Norfolk, England and Norfolk, Virginia on July the 27th, 2019. A stronger version is also to be launched by Smartmouth in Virginia on the same day, so truly taking Norfolk Day international.
Residents of a retirement complex had a rude awakening when their building was struck by lightning amid thunderstorms over Norfolk. One of the chimneys at Warminger Court off Burr Street in Norwich was struck by a bolt during the storms on the early hours of Wednesday, the 19th of June. It caused damage to the chimney, with debris scattered across the roof of the complex. A cordon and cones were set up on the pathway below in case any more tumbled down. Residents at the independent living complex said that they had been woken by the loud bang at about 1:30 a.m. One of the people living there had gone outside and spotted the damage, so called the fire brigade, who checked out the extent of the damage. Firefighters from the Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service attended at just after 5:30 a.m. to carry out an assessment and provide advice. Staff at Warminger Court said that nobody had been hurt, but that the electrics at the complex had been affected, with engineers working to make repairs. The strike came amid a weather warning for Norfolk and Suffolk, which remains in place until Wednesday night. While there were no major flooding incidents and Norfolk Police said there had been no weather-related incidents on the roads, people in some parts of the region had their sleep interrupted by the storms. Phil Gardner, a forecaster at WeatherQuest, said the storm had passed over the southern and eastern parts of Norfolk, so missed some sections of the county completely.
A man in his 20s was arrested at a primary school in Norwich after a police chase over rooftops and through gardens. The drama in the Golden Triangle began after officers tried to stop a silver Ford Fiesta on Burr Street at around 12:20 p.m. on Wednesday, June the 19th. They were ignored by the driver, who sped off towards Queen's Road. Police chased the car via Newmarket Road as it drove directly into oncoming traffic and along the cycle path. At Mile End Close, the driver fled the vehicle and climbed onto a roof, then ran into a garden, jumping over fences to escape officers. But they caught up with the man at Colman Infant School on Colman Road, where pupils were enjoying their lunch break, and they arrested him. In a text to parents, the school said, "For your information, there was an incident in the local area at lunchtime today, which led to the police coming on site in order to fulfil their role. There was no risk to the children, and all the children remained safe throughout." One woman, who lives opposite the school on Coleman Road, watched the incident unfold from her window, and she said a police Land Rover came screeching outside the school and police jumped over the gate. Another car joined them and the police were everywhere. At first I assumed there was a problem with a parent at the school, but then they dragged the young guy in cuffs out from the school field. Following the arrest, police said they seized a large quantity of cash from the vehicle. The man was being held at Wyndham Police Investigation Centre for questioning.
Well, we have now come to the end of this week's edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. You are receiving this recording as you have provided Chatterbox with your contact details. Chatterbox will never provide your data to any other organisation, and we promise to keep your details secure. You can ask to change or delete your data at any time by emailing contact@cbtn.org.uk or by calling 01603 765 365. Please return your recording to us by putting it back in the wallet, turning over the address label and popping it in the postbox. All postage is paid. No stamp is needed. All news items were taken from the Norwich Evening News, courtesy of Archant, but Chatterbox takes full responsibility for the contents of this recording. We are always pleased to hear from our listeners. You can call us on 01603 765 365 and leave a message on our answer phone. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk.
So finally, our thanks go to all the team behind the scenes. Your readers on part one were Sarah Lomax and Rupert Hipwell. Our recordist this week was Peter Murch, and the editor was Carol McStravick. Please remember that after this recording of Chatterbox, you can listen to the latest edition of The Norwich Citizen. Chatterbox will be back next week, but now it's goodbye from me, John Francis.
And Marianne Penn.
Goodbye.